Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hello, busy mamas. It's Mia here. Welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. We're in the middle of this really exciting week where I hope you're not feeling bombarded by all these episodes. You can always listen to them over time. But if you listen to them or at least get the essence of them and come join the conversation over in the private Facebook group, then you can enter to win prizes and you'll really be on top of your holiday game. So we're starting off this week with really thinking about conscious gift giving, which is a lot about the things that we might get, but also we've thrown in a lot of thoughts about how we would get them, and you'll get a gist from all the people that you either heard or going to hear that how they've simplified their lives and their holiday season to really make space for food. So I hope everyone's really inspired by that. And then next Friday, which in the US is Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, I'm going to run a 2-hour training on really simplifying our time during the holidays. And it's going to be a really hands-on workshop where we're actually making a physical product together. After I do a little bit of talking, you'll have time to make. And I think you're really going to love it. It's something that has changed my December. I started this about 5 years ago, and my kids really look forward to it, and friends are always asking what we're up to. So I know that you'll love it too. It's basically, you could call it an advent calendar, but different than anyone you've ever seen if you celebrate Christmas. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, no worries, because we just do a countdown to the new year. Because no matter what we celebrate in December, it's a busy time. It's a busy time as school is getting out. It's a busy time when we have kids home for vacation. There just seems to be a lot going on. And this is really a way to be present with our kids and zero in on what really matters to us. And because you're listening to this, I also imagine that part of that is food. So of course we cover that part. So the way to find out about that is just make sure you're on our mailing list. This isn't something I'm going to make everyone sign up for, but I will send out a couple warnings. It is next Friday, Black Friday, at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And even by just signing up to be part of this at healthymomsmeetup.com, you'll be part of that, or you can go over to plansimplemeals.com and make sure you're signed up there. If you get emails from me, there's nothing to sign up from. You just have to put it in your calendar and sign up. And show up. Sorry, not sign up. You don't have to sign up for anything. You just have to show up. So on today's episode, I am talking to Juhi, who made an amazing product, which just came into my world a couple months ago when she reached out to me, and I love it. We've had it with us on the road. It's been an important part of our travel meal packing, so you'll see pictures of that this week in various places on social media and in the group. I love them. But her product is part of of me really thinking through how I'm packing food, what keeps food good. So in lunch boxes, when we're walking around town and snacks, when we've been on the road, the containers for food are actually kind of important. And you'll hear on this episode a lot about plastics and, you know, why we have to be careful. And a lot of times when I start sharing some of my favorite ways to pour around food, some of which are stainless steel, some of which are BPA free plastic, I love ball jars. People say, wow, like that stainless steel container, it's expensive. And they are. But I have to say, if you're teaching your kids to be responsible, you know, I've had the same soup container for 6 years now, the same little stainless snack containers for about the same amount of time. Sure, we've lost one or two, but for the most part, we keep them. We just know that they're special, and we don't collect too many. So cleaning out is a big part of this. So over in the the private Facebook group today, I'm going to be talking a lot about some of the other products that I also love. And we'll talk a little bit about cleaning out and what that looks like and what you might have in your drawer that has these kind of containers. You know, what's really useful and maybe what you can let go of. And then one of the reasons that I included this episode here in this series is because when we are thinking that it's a lot to invest in a $25 stainless steel, you know, soup container or snack container, why not make that part of our holiday giving or the list that we're asking grandparents for? Because if it's really something that's going to serve us and help us have healthier food, you know, it's a present, and that's awesome. And if you are thinking, well, it doesn't seem like present enough, then maybe you're filling it with something. Two of the episodes this week, both Jessica and Carrie, we talk about how to fill containers. They both talk about reusing glass containers and ball jars. So you could also think about that in terms of these containers. Just a little food for thought. But again, all this discussion is going to happen over on healthymomsmeetup.com. And make sure that you sign up for that, because the other thing you're going to want to be on is next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My time zones are all confused right now on the road. I'm in California right now, but I'm so used to thinking in terms of East Coast time. I'm going to be doing this free class on how to really simplify our holidays. It's going to be workshop style. So I'm going to talk about how I have really successfully done this over the past 5 years. I'm going to share some stories of other people who've done similar things. And we are going to actually make a countdown calendar, or at least the bones for it, while we're together on this workshop. And this is a whole week before December 1st. So by the time December 1st rolls around, you're going to be all set. You're going to really feel grounded and know what you're going to take on this December and what you're going to say no to. And you're really going to find that you're going to be able to be more present for your family, for your spouse, for your friends, for yourself. And what happens when we do this is that when New Year comes, we are just like 10 steps ahead of our resolution. And you're going to love it. So I hope everyone can show up for that. And that's next Friday, which is Black Friday in the US. And instead of lining up to go shopping, we are going to be thinking thoughtfully about our holidays. All right, so with no further ado, let's move on to this episode. I'm really excited today to have Juhi Gupta on the line, on the podcast, and she is the founder and CEO of this amazing company that recently came into my world. And I'm going to tell you a few things of why this stuck out to me. But so as you guys know, my background is actually in design. And so how things look in my house and my world is actually quite important to me. And as you obviously also know, I'm kind of obsessed with meal planning and feeding our kids well. And Juhi has created this brand which merges all those things. So she just caught my attention big time. And I thought I would get her here today to have a conversation about all that she's got going on and what that has to do with us. So welcome, Juhi, to the episode.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to speak today.
Oh, and I forgot to even say what the amazing product is. So it's Freego, and it's these amazing containers, which I'm going to let you tell us more about. And tell us what Freego stands for.
Sure. Freego is just basically a glass and silicone food storage container. And Freego, the name we came up with was it's meant to be free of everything. So free of toxins, free of leakage, free of breakage. So literally, we say free of breakage, free to heat, free of leakage, free to go, Freego.
Cool.
That's what Freego stands for.
So let's go back a little bit. So tell us sort of what led into all this, because I know you said that, you know, by nature, your background's kind of in business, but then you had these kids. So tell us a little bit about who your kids are and how you got on this path to caring about what they're eating.
Sure. You know, after my MBA, I was working here in the Twin Cities and corporations, and I worked for a number of years, almost 15 years in corporations. And then I had my kids. I have two boys now; they're 14 and 12. But at that time, about 4 years ago, when we launched our company, they were younger, and they used to go to Montessori school. And in Montessori, as you know, you can pack your own foods. And they also could be heatables because they had microwave. So I was actually looking for a food container. By that time, I've decided to become a stay-at-home mom. And I was looking for a food container, and my options really were plastic, glass, and metal. And the market was saturated with these. And I felt like there was a disadvantage in each of these options. I felt like metals you could not heat food in, and most of them have plastic lids that leak. And plastic, of course, you really want to avoid plastics because studies after studies come out saying how dangerous plastics are not only to our health but also to the earth. And lastly was glass. And glasses, I believe, is the best medium for storing and heating food. If there's just so little, it's a very versatile product. You could heat in it, you could freeze, and you can. But the problem with glass is that, first of all, it gets hot while you're heating foods, and secondly, it can slip out of your hands, it can break, it can hurt your children or yourself. So these were some of the challenges with the food containers that I found in the market. I still remember specifically walking out of Surlatal, and I said, oh my goodness, there's got to be a better food container out there. And therefore, it just occurred to me that, knowing that glass is the best medium for storing and heating foods, how do you make it safe and portable for kids as well as adults? And therefore, we introduced a silicone sleeve around it. So it wasn't just a sleeve for decorative purposes. The sleeve actually had a function. And that's where, Mia, you would appreciate the design of this. We actually worked with the engineers and we put shock-absorbing ribs on the interior surface of the lid. Therefore, if you drop this glass bowl down a driveway, the glass would stay protected. Not only that, the silicone sleeve does not get hot, so you could put in the microwave for up to like 5 minutes, and the glass would be, and the food contents would be extremely hot, but the sleeve would stay cool, and so you can withdraw it with bare hands without ever burning or touching hot glass. And so because of this non-slip grip, it just makes it very portable and convenient and mindless, almost mindless convenience is what I like to call it. And so for a number of years, for 3 years, till my boys were taking their lunches at Montessori, every day I packed the lunches in this food container. Now, people often say that glass is heavy. That's okay. I mean, there's going to be some cost to it, but glass is not that much heavier. If you put it in a sort of a lunch bag that comes that you can put everything like a banana and a granola bar and a Frigo and you're good to go. But another conscious decision we made with our product was that we were not going to use any plastics in our product. And so therefore we researched a lot of materials and we settled on silicone. And silicone, as you know, is a very inert material, and silicone is also a very versatile material. Silicone products are like silicone spatula that you can use on the skillets, cupcake molds that you bake in the oven, Silpat, silicone breast implants. So these are all, they use silicone in the hospitals a lot. So silicone, and the beauty of silicone is that it doesn't warp, it doesn't crack, it doesn't stain, it doesn't mold. So it'll never catch mold. And therefore, we made the lid silicone as well because the food comes in contact directly with the lid, and so therefore we wanted to keep the food safe and you healthy at the end of the day. So these are all of the conscious decisions that went into designing Frigo. Ever since we've come across these really fringe benefits in Frigo, for example. You can write on the outer sleeve. You can write little messages to your little ones,
Oh, I love that. With what? What do you write with?
with a dry erase marker.
Ah, cool.
We're trying to partner with another website, and they're all about toxin free. I said, oh yeah, you can do it with Crayola, and they're like, oh, I'm sure there are toxin free markers out there. So we're like, we'll just have to research those,
Yeah. Oh,
and.
so tell me, can we dive in a little bit actually deeper into materials? So
Sure.
it's funny that you mentioned silicone because I actually get this question a lot and can never answer it quite scientifically as I would like to. But one of the things that I have come to love and recommend and all the time is silicone, the cupcake, the muffin molds, just because they're so easy. You can travel with them and you really don't have an excuse why you can't make delicious homemade things because it's so easy. And especially I deal with, most of my stuff is gluten-free, which doesn't come out of the hard cupcake, the hard muffin tins quite as well because it can be more crumbly. So is there like a di different levels of silicone? Is all silicone okay? And then will you just get a little bit into why not plastic?
So silicone, the reason it's inert, as they say, inert means basically non-reactive. The reason silicone is so inert and safe is because it's non-porous. So the food cannot leach into the material and or back into the food. So in that sense, that's why silicone is such a safe material. And one of the other aspects of silicone is because it's so versatile. I mean, you can freeze foods in it, you can bake in it, you can travel with it. So all these combinations, I mean, you can, put a silicone, I'm sorry, a plastic lid in the microwave or in the oven. And try, taking plastic lids in and out of freezer into the microwave. Eventually, it's going to crack. It's going to
Okay.
warp. And so these are all just some of the disadvantages of plastic. But then silicone. And the other aspect to silicone, and that's why we offer lifetime warranty, is it'll last you forever. It
Okay.
is so durable, silicone. And even it repels stains. You might have a stain for a couple of days, but it comes right off. And it's, we can bend the lids of our silicone containers. I mean, we can make it into like a little knot and boom, it
Yep.
comes into its form.
So all silicones are so silicone is safe in itself, whereas I feel like with plastic there's different kinds, right? And some have more chemicals than others, or is that true?
Plastic is basically a petroleum-based product.
Okay.
So, and plastic is, one of the things with plastics is it's just even if it's BPA free, there are still toxins in plastic, and that's just the manufacturing process of plastic.
Okay.
And that is the disadvantage with plastic, that it is just toxic. So and it's not a durable material, so it'll break, it'll fall apart in with everyday use in 6 months, maybe a year.
Yep.
So those are some of the disadvantages of plastic, and especially you don't want to heat foods in plastic for sure.
Okay, 'cause then that's leaching into our foods.
Exactly,
Okay.
exactly.
So you finished this product in time while your kids were still in Montessori, is that true?
That's right.
So you were able to send lunches. So I feel like this is coming out in a time when we're probably, our kids are back in school and whatever, maybe we've had a few good weeks, but I feel like as fall wears on, we all get kind of tired with packing lunches. And by the way, the fact that Montessori heats things up is like the most amazing thing that I have ever heard. So I don't know. I think we should all put that out there to our schools. But so will you tell us a little bit about what that looks like? And then maybe for those of us who whose schools won't microwave the kids' lunch, how do you think about packing differently? What have you learned in this whole process? Because I assume it's so much part of your life, both in your work and your family.
So what used to happen, believe it or not, Mia, is before I invented this product, is I would store it in a plastic or and I really didn't want to pack glass, and the school didn't allow glass, and or at least exposed glass, I should say. And I was too scared that they would hurt themselves or burn their fingers. So what ended up happening is that with the so I would actually, whatever leftovers were for dinner, like whatever dinner we had, we'd pack these leftovers in the glass container with the silicone lid and just put it in the fridge, because you can do that with our containers. You can just use the lid on, because it's a dual seal lid, so it seals against the glass bowl as well as the outer sleeve.
Okay.
So we would just, whatever leftovers we had, we'd just throw it in the glass bowl and put it in the fridge. And in the morning, so I had two boys and I'd be able to see who I was packing for and what, and just slap it into this sleeve, and boom, you're good to go. And I did try using sometimes these plastic containers before, again, my product. And what I would do is this fear of plastics, right? So I would heat it for 20 seconds in the microwave so the food gets a little warm. And then I'd pack it for school and then, tell the teachers, please make sure that they do not heat for more than 20 seconds, So these were just all the inconveniences I was facing. And with our product, it was just so mindless convenience. Like at night, boom, leftover, put it in. And in the morning, just you're good to go.
I
And
love
from what
that.
I understand, sorry, yeah, I was going to say, from what I understand, it's, we've got this feedback that the square and the glass just keeps the flavors together really well too.
Awesome. What's your favorite kind of food to cook? I know that you're Indian, so is that your mode, or have you Americanized?
Well, my kids are totally Americanized, so.
Okay.
They're just like mac and cheeses and pastas and
Oh, don't
spaghetti.
tell me that.
Seriously, but the one thing that I try to get them to really like and which they love is couscous. So I make a lot of couscous for them, and I just throw in all sorts of vegetables and parsley and lemon juice and tomato sauce and kind of it comes out really good. And
Yum.
it's and again, it's all the pastas and stuff. And sometimes I pack like chickpeas and rice for
Yep.
them. And you know how Indian food has turmeric, which actually I really do incorporate in my foods because it's so healthy and it's an antioxidant. And it leaves stains. And believe it or not, the silicone sleeve that we had, like I said, I used it for 3 years and it looks like brand new even today. So that's how
What
much
is
it.
the name of the chickpea dish that I'm thinking of that's like my favorite, but I can't remember what it's called? It's just,
Chana
yes, I love that. I'm gonna link up a recipe to that in the show notes to this because it's my favorite.
It is.
And I was also gonna say that I sometimes use quinoa instead of couscous because we have to be gluten-free in our house. So
Oh, sure.
I found that that's really, really useful because
And
it kind of looks the same.
Indian food, I have to say, is not only gluten-free, but I feel like it's very evolved because of all the grains and all the spices and all of those things and just the variety of vegetarian dishes. I'm a vegetarian, so that I can make for my kids. They're forced to have dinner, Indian
So
dinner at home, so.
now that you've so you have these glass containers, so I'm assuming that just in having that, it sort of forces you to use them. And also you work, so I'm assuming you're gone in the day and lead a busy life and then come home for dinner. So tell us a little bit about some of your strategies that you either have or have collected from customers about sort of saving food, like cooking batch food and freezing food and give us a little insight into how to make dinner easier since we've covered lunch a little bit.
Sure. Twofold. One is you can freeze portions. We have a lot of consumers who are into portion control. And so they'll take our 2 cup and they'll freeze portions and just take it with them. And of course, number two is, like I said, you could pack soups, you could pack liquids and just, have it be, imagine like, you're packing all this food and you leave it in the car and the car gets really hot. Do you really want the food to be in a plastic container? No. So that's why for all day, if you're out of the house all day, I mean, there's nothing better than storing it in glass and of course, knowing that the glass is protected and safe. So like I said, we freeze, we can freeze anything from lentils. We freeze in spinach and cottage cheese. We use paneer and spinach. We freeze those. And so sometimes I just do it on Sundays and then just leave it in the freezer. And my husband travels a lot, so for me it's just so easy. I take it out and put it in the microwave, and the meal is ready. It's done.
I love that.
Those are just some of the. And again, because I can take this Frigo from freezer directly into the microwave, I never have to switch dishes, and the same Frigo, if there are any leftovers, I can take it the next day with me.
Right, so you're not washing dishes and transferring stuff and
Ex
making more mess.
exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. So that's what we like to say is Frigo, you can take it from freezer into the oven, onto the tabletop, into the dishwasher, into your bag, all in the same Frigo.
Yeah, and I know everyone's different, but I have found that it's very helpful to take time on the weekend on a Sunday and just really batch cook a bunch of stuff, if, especially if I know I'm going to have a busy week, or right now, actually, as we're doing this podcast, I'm across the country in California.
Wow.
And so just really prepping the house for me not being there, or, me running in 10 minutes before dinner.
Right,
It's
right.
super helpful, I find, to make that mess once. And then the idea that it's even less messy when it actually happens is just so
Exactly.
tempting. Yeah.
And imagine how long it takes when you're taking foods out of the freezer and you put in the microwave or the oven. You know how long it takes for it to thaw and to heat and it could take like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yep.
And in the meantime, the glass gets really hot,
Yeah.
And imagine if you're gone and let's say you're having your husband or your kids handle these things, and I feel like you're fumbling for towels and whatever, I would be worried constantly, Anyway, so with Frigo, with the silicone sleeve, it is just so mindless. And I think the best design products are the ones that assimilate into our lives so seamlessly that, again, it's about mindless convenience that you don't even think about it because it's so much part of your everyday, a part of your everyday eating healthy on the go.
So I'm just thinking that actually the what do you call it? Like I think I have like what I would call pot holders, but we usually sometimes use them as trivets,
Sure.
which are made of silicone. So actually you can just put down that thing that just came out of the oven on something that shouldn't have heat. Is that true?
Yeah, so if you have the silicone sleeve, which we have in Frigo, you don't even need the silicone trivets.
Yep.
So you can just take it directly out of the microwave or the oven and put it on a table without having your tabletops being scorched. And take it out with bare hands, no less,
Yeah. All right.
So that's where the convenience part comes in.
I love that. And so let's talk. So like if I'm going to put you on the spot and you can tell me really about right now or in like the best case scenario of right now. But so if I were to open your fridge and your freezer right now, what would I find? You can tell me best case scenario if it's not a good week.
Cookies, frozen cookies. You would find paneer, which is the Indian paneer.
All stored, the cookies as well, stored in these containers.
The cookies actually we bought it from one of the Girl Scouts.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yes. So, and in the containers is okay. So my mom's cook makes this. It's collard greens, mustard, kale, and spinach.
Ooh, yum.
All kind of blended together with ginger, green chilies. And I actually literally have like 4 portions of these. So every week I'll take out one
Oh, yum.
and let it sit in the fridge for, 3, 4 days and then try to finish it in 3, 4 days because I don't like to have food sitting in the fridge for more than 3, 4 days.
Okay.
So that's one thing you would find. You'll find some small packs of chutneys
Okay.
like cilantro and mint.
Yep.
And because we're vegetarians, so we're really not freezing any meats or anything
Yep.
like that. And in the fridge is oh my goodness, it's a combination of fruits and even in our Frigos, you'll find a lot of I actually store cheeses, believe it or not, in my Frigo.
And do
So
you
some
store fruits?
Not in the Frigo.
Okay.
So fruits are in there. So I try to store the things that I know I will be heating later,
Okay.
but also the things that if I'm on the go. So for example, even though the salad I may not be heating, but because of the dressings that have citrus and I don't want this coming in contact with plastic.
Right.
So that's why I have
Or
this.
leaking into your bag.
Yeah, exactly,
Yeah.
exactly, Mia.
So will you tell us, so if you're not doing everything in them, so actually you alluded to the Montessori lunch of the lunch that was heated up with some fruit. So are you, what, sh let's give a shout out to some of the other products you might use for that. Like, are you using it? What else is not plastic that we would store sort of colder stuff in? What do you use for that?
For the Frigo, you mean?
Well, when you're not using Frigo, are you ever packing anything in any other containers?
Sure. God, it's been a
Oh,
while.
'cause you're not doing it anymore.
Right. It's not for the kids.
Okay.
So, because they don't go to the Montessori anymore now, they're going
Got it.
to a
They're
middle
older.
school.
Yep.
But at that time, I remember Sistema had these plastic little containers that I'd put, goldfish in, for example.
So you are so you're okay. So some plastics are okay for those side things or no?
Well, again, it's just something that's dry
Yep.
and something that's small because we don't have a 1 cup with Frigo only comes in 2 and 4 cup.
Okay.
So I was looking for something really so and I really do not want to use Ziploc bags
Right.
because that's just buying and throwing in garbage and that's just collecting more
So would
garbage.
like stainless steel would be like I feel like there's a lot of little stainless steel things
Yes,
that might
a
be good for
stainless.
strawberries or cut up apple or whatever.
That's exactly right. I'm sorry. Yes, stainless steel is a very good option. And I'm from India, and we are the land of stainless steel.
Oh, really? Oh, yes.
The tiffins.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
I grew up with that. When my mom used to pack lunches, we grew up with stainless steel.
Oh, interesting.
But I always felt like, every time we went to school, it would just get cold, and then you'd
Yeah.
freeze out of cold.
Yeah, but so for things like cut up fruit though, I'm just wondering like what when you're packing a whole lunch, so if you pack the main dish sort of in a Frigo, like the stuff around it. I don't know. I find when I cut fruit for my kids, they eat it more than if I just put like a whole apple in. Though I should probably train them otherwise.
No, and yeah, banana is always a very portable, fruit, so.
And so it's interesting. Can we dive a little bit into the vegetarian part?
Sure.
So I actually am vegan, sort of weirdly by a health related thing. But I'm not necessarily raising my kids all that way, although they probably eat a lot less animal protein than most people, 'cause probably more like twice a week than twice a day. But is your whole family vegetarian?
Me and my kids, although my younger one has tried a few things,
Yeah,
but my
oh cool.
husband eats everything,
Got
so.
it. And that was just always just a sort of a lifestyle. You've always lived that way.
Exactly.
Cool. And
And sorry, Mia, I was just going to say because I don't cook any meat at home, so it was hard for me to introduce my children to
yes.
meat. They seem to be pretty content, even though the little one wants to try a few things here and there. But I think it's they haven't told me that, this is what they want to do is to start eating meat. So
Interesting. I love that. I love
this is
that.
so far so good.
Yeah. So can we now shift a little bit? So we've talked a little bit about the health implications of sort of plastics and glass and all that stuff. But I know you also have a lot of insights around the environmental side of it all. Do you want to share some of that?
Sure. Twofold. One is what we do is, as glass is recyclable, and so is silicone. So let's say a glass bowl breaks in a Frigo. We replace it for free. So and no hassles. You just let us know, and we ship it to you. Number two, as far as the environment, again, plastic containers because we're such a consumer society, we buy these plastic containers because they're cheap and only to see them wear and tear in 6 months, and we toss it and we buy it again. And I think over time you're wasting a lot of money on these plastic containers. And not only are they, like I said, bad for you, but for the environment, and you just piles and piles of trash that are plastic bags or even containers you see in the trash or in the oceans. And I think that's that we've got to change that. We've got to change that mentality of of instant gratification and start buying things that are durable, that are higher quality, that are long lasting, and be just conscious about, you know, how much waste we're putting out there on this earth, on this planet Earth. So we just have to start being a little conscious about that and start making better choices in what we use.
I love that. And I have to say, I was not raised to know that. That just wasn't part of my upbringing, but I married someone who very strongly believes all of that. So it's an important part of our family and our kids as they've grown up. And it's funny because I always tease my husband. I swear he had the same backpack for like 20 something years. And I was just like, oh my God, sweetie, it's just time for a new backpack. You know, it would drive me crazy. But really, he was doing such a service. Because so many of those things are made, you know, in not the best of circumstances.
Poor quality products that are out there. You know, why are we attracted to them? Because of the price point.
Yes.
And you know it's going to break. And you know, you just, you know, maybe you pay for something once, and we're not asking you to pay a lot, you know, just something, just be conscious. Okay, I know A plus B equals C. So I know if I'm getting a good quality material, a good quality product, and I know it's going to last me. So I would rather invest in this than buy, you know, something that's not good for me and just because it's cheap.
Yeah. And it's the, so I'm not going to remember the statistic in the top, like all the right ones in my head, but the vegetarian thing also, I totally stopped eating meat for my body, but because I've been doing that for, you know, over 8 years at this point, of course I've learned of all the other things, and I'm fascinated always by what Mark Bittman writes about. And he writes a lot about the environmental aspect of not having meat. And maybe you know better statistics than I do, but like it's astounding. Like it equals, like when you look at what he writes about, what it compares to how much you drive your car. And when you look at that, like, you know, just having one hamburger and or not having meat one day, like that's the equivalent of not driving X amount of miles in your car. It's just amazing.
And, you know, and we've heard, Mia, I think one of the biggest users of water is the meat industry.
Yes.
You know, and so it's just shocking to me that, you know, all this water, this industrial waste that it's, you know, whereas people are not getting enough water to drink. And also, I don't know, I think I read this somewhere that 200 gallons of water are used to make like, you know, how many ever pounds of beef or something like that. So. Yes. So even the farming that you know you could use that water for farming, you know, to feed more of mouths in this world, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think meat, even carbon dioxide and all those impacts that I think production manufacturing of meat would have. And it's just, you know, I mean, it's a moralistic view as well. Like, do you really want to kill animals?
Right, right. Yeah, it's funny. That was the last place that I went. I don't know why. Not that I'm a mean person, but it's just not where I started. So it's interesting, you know, everyone starts in these different places, but there's just so many compelling reasons.
Right, right.
No matter what angle you're coming from. So I love that. And I love that your kids are just fine. Just doing it that way.
yes, and they're happy, they're okay.
Yes. You know? So we're gonna wrap up now, but I want you to tell everybody where to find you. So do you want to just tell us the URL and the best way to get you and that kind of stuff?
Sure. First of all, Mia, thank you so much for this opportunity, and I really appreciate you giving me this time to talk about my company and my product. And you can find our products on our website at frigoliving.com. And would be happy to give you, you know, a discount, a 30% discount. You can also find a product on, you know, major retail sites like Amazon, Wayfair, House, Fab. So, any questions, just let us know, write to us, and we'd be happy to help you in any way we can.
Awesome. And we will put that link in the description of the episode.
And our website is frigoliving.com.
Yes, and we will put that link. So tell me, so the question that I end every episode with is the same, a little unrelated to the product, but it will get us to know you a little bit better. So tell us about a meal, either the food or the company or possibly an aha you had while having it that had a really big impact on you. And it could be something that happened with your family last week or something that happened when you were a child. But just give us a little
Oh
insight
gosh.
into you.
Now remember, I'm a bicultural person,
Yeah, I
so
love that. So we're going to learn something
I have
awesome.
fantastic food memories of my grandmom's cooking.
Oh.
And of course, I've discovered some fantastic foods here. Growing up, my favorite food was fruit was mango. Gosh, I'm trying to think of a memory that one time my grandmom took me to the kitchen and made almond paste from scratch. And
Ooh.
that's the first time I discovered fresh almonds and how they could taste so fantastic, and they use ghee in India, Mia. They don't use butter.
Yep.
So just the combination of those flavors to me were really, it's like, oh wow. And then something that I might have discovered here, gosh, I love carrot cake.
Oh, but will you go back though and tell me what is almond paste? What do you use that for?
So that was okay. So here's the thing. So we have a lot of puddings that we make in India, and
Okay.
halva is also, it's Middle Eastern and Eastern European. Halva is made of semolina, which is basically wheat. My grandmom used to say, okay, fine, that's all great and good, but here, I'm going to make you something that is not only good for you, it's healthy, and it's going to give you all these vitamins and nourishment. So she literally went on a pestle and mortar, she just ground some almonds, and she put some honey, and she put some ghee and sugar, and she just roasted the flour first on the skillet, and then she added some milk and all these ingredients, and it was just outstanding. And then of course at the end of the day it just browned after that process, it was brown, and it just tasted so, it's not the taste of the almonds you taste here, which is, you can, there's an almond flavor, and then it's very strong, I feel like, anything, and that's not the almond flavor I grew up with in India.
And so is
So
it a pudding? Is that what she ended up making out of
exactly.
almonds?
It's like halwa. It's like
Oh,
halwa.
cool.
It's like this almond paste,
All
and
right, well, we may have to respond to that over on Plan Simple Meals and experiment a little bit and see if we can make something
oh,
with
it's so
almonds.
delicious and it's so good
Yum.
for you.
Yum. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I love that memory.
Thanks, Mia.
Makes me want to go try to make some. I think I'm hungry. Well, thank you so much for being on this episode. It's been fun, and I have some of your products, so they'll be showing up all throughout the site. If they probably already have, but now everybody will know what they are.
Fantastic.
All
That
right.
was
Well, thank
so
you
fun.
so much.
Have a great day, Mia.
All right, and bye, busy mamas. I will see you on the next episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.